Good morning, it's Tuesday, July 20th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. A mostly cloudy start with afternoon sun and temperatures in the mid-70s. Nighttime looks partly cloudy with a low of 54 degrees. Warehouse workers for Safeway are avoiding a strike with the approval of a new contract. The employees voted on a three-year deal over the weekend. The distribution and recycle center workers and drivers are represented by Teamsters Local 174 and 117. Local 174 says the deal increases the wage and pension, vacation pay, holidays and more. It comes more than a year of working through the pandemic when grocery store employees were declared essential workers. Meanwhile, Local 117 warehouse employees with Fred Meyer voted over the weekend to authorize a strike. The workers returned to contract negotiations the first week of August. A man suspected in the death of a security guard in downtown Tacoma is in police custody. Officers arrested the 26-year-old yesterday on suspicion of first-degree murder. Detectives aren't releasing any information about a possible motive, only that the case is a homicide. A colleague of the victim found her Sunday morning when he arrived for work in the 900 block of A Street. The 41-year-old was still breathing when she was discovered, but she died at the scene. She has not yet been publicly identified. Authorities are releasing more information about a deadly single motorcycle wreck in Tacoma. The State Patrol says a 56-year-old Lake Taps man and a 62-year-old Sumner woman crashed on I-705 at the I-5 interchange Sunday evening. Troopers say their Harley-Davidson was trying to enter I-5 when it left the roadway and hit a concrete barrier. The man, who was driving, and the woman died at the scene. Both were wearing helmets. The State Patrol says that initial reports of a car involved were incorrect. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Opposition to a proposed megachurch in Milton is growing. The Salvation Slavic Baptist Church filed an application to build a 2,000-seat house of worship. The plan is generating plenty of controversy. A city council member is against the church's construction, and about 2,000 people have signed a petition, out of Milton's population of some 8,000. The Muckleshoot and Puyallup tribes have written letters to the city asking for a stop to the project until the potential impact to tribal fisheries is determined. They say the proposal affects the upstream migration of fish in streams that flow from Surprise Lake. Nordstrom is bringing some of its behind-the-scenes workforce to Sumner. The retailer says it will place its distribution warehouse in the city's industrial area. A Nordstrom spokesperson says a small portion of the space will be used as offices for teams who support the fulfillment center's operations. She says they expect to be operational in 2023. It's not clear how many jobs would be created in the warehouse for clothing distribution. The Nordstrom building will be located on Stewart Road Southeast with more than 470,000 square feet. The oldest working nurse in the nation is retiring in Tacoma. Florence C.C. Rigney's last day was Friday, July 16. The 96-year-old spent more than 70 years in nursing. She began as a student nurse at the Tacoma General School of Nursing. When she first started, penicillin was a new drug. Rigney was an operating room nurse, responsible for setting up surgical rooms and prepping patients for surgery. She tried retiring when she was 65, but she returned just months later. Rigney only scaled back to part-time a few years ago before her recent retirement. MultiCare is creating the C.C. Rigney Nursing Endowed Scholarship Fund in appreciation of her service. Join us Friday for a live Q&A with Seattle Kraken reporter Lauren Kirschman. She will answer reader questions following Wednesday's expansion draft and ahead of the NHL entry draft. RSVP for the event at www.thenewstribune.com. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!